I chase ladders every day. What about you? Good morning, everyone. New York City, Vietnam, all the places in the world. Good morning, good morning, good night. This is Leela, a musical podcast and radio show about dreams, making them come true, living them, experiencing them, and the joy of everyday life. Leela, actually, for new listeners, is an ancient Sanskrit word that references divine play amongst the gods, and that divine play is the nature of the universe. And so on this show, I endeavor to be in a state of Leela, the good, the bad, the ugly, where there is no duality, only the beautiful play that is to be alive. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Lalita. Let's dive in. What are we here to talk about today? Well, I've had a sinus infection ongoing for the last 6 months. And if you've ever had a sinus infection, then you can probably relate to how uncomfortable, to excruciatingly painful it can be depending on the moment and the day. It's also given me a lot of time to rest, to reflect, and it slows me down. It invites me to pause. I really do believe that everything that happens is some form of communication or message, whether it be big or small, that's all relative to ourselves. And it got me thinking, what is going to happen post-pandemic? So many of you that may be listening, I'm not sure what year it is. I'm not sure what day it is. And that doesn't really matter. When I'm recording this, it is the year 2020. It is May 9th. And I'm sitting in my beautiful apartment sipping a tea that I hope builds my immune system enough to ward off the inflammation that has been attacking my sinuses for the last 6 months. And as we sit amidst COVID-19 pandemic, it really doesn't matter whether I'm speaking on about a pandemic or I'm speaking about change. Because really what the pandemic, I think, on a small, vast level for all people, has invited massive change. How we deal with change differs based on who you are, based on your experiences in life, based on all the things that you've learned, haven't learned, pain, trauma, joy, beauty, sex, drugs, rock and roll, you name it. So regardless of when you're listening to this and you say, Lalita, this doesn't matter because we're not in a pandemic. Well, congratulations. I'm so happy to all you future selves that now get to experience such immense freedom. This is what I've learned in all my travels, and I have lived in over 7 countries, well over 11 cities, and I've done so for long periods of time. Long is relative. These aren't short stints. I've lived, worked professionally in places in multiple languages all over the world. And I can tell you this, no amount of movement externally, no amount of freedom on the outside will hush permanently the voices of demons, so to speak, and angst on the in. Inner freedom allows for external freedom, in my opinion. It has been through these travels. I love traveling simply for joy. And many travelers that I've met are seekers, or as a former fiance once said, they're all lost. I have met many lost souls on my travels. When change comes, it invites us to meet it. How we meet anything is how we meet everything, especially something that's invisible and that is saying your entire life situation is going to change. Who you were yesterday, what you did, what you ate, how you slept, who you associated with, everything that gave you authority, power, and some sense of conviction and purpose, we are going to shift. And it's these shifts, the reason for them invisible to the naked eye, and yet the repercussions of it seen everywhere. So regardless of if we, those listening, are in a pandemic or not, the real question and the thing I'm going to speak about and continue to speak about today is how do you deal with change? How do you gracefully, like a swan, encounter, move through, and embody the uncontrollable, the things that you cannot control or change? What does change mean to you? For someone like myself, I enjoy a good degree of change, or at the very least, I've learned to, given how much from the time I was 19, God, until like 28, or 29 maybe even, I had not lived in the same physical residence for more than 7 months. That's a lot of moving, and that's actually including across multiple countries. Even in places like New York City, I lived in like 7 different places. That's not the case for everybody. Not everyone welcomes change. Change can often feel like a confrontation against our security. It was about in 2012, recently, however, that I came across, it was actually an astrologer who had asked, where were you in, you know, May, June of 2012? And I had no idea where I was. So, I, as any writer would do, I went back and I looked at what I was writing about then, because then I would be able to tell, where was I? Well, in 2012, I found some really indicative writing of exactly where I was. And I remember that being a huge turning point of when a massive amount of change had begun externally, internally, and that began the journey that would lead to significant healing and living all over the world. Now, at the time, I didn't know that. I didn't know that those seeds were being planted. However, the winds of change were spreading those seeds, clearing things out so those changes, that growth could happen. And so I ask you again, how do you encounter, experience, and deal with change? Is it something you seek out? Is it something you try to force? Is it something you run from? Does change feel positive? Does it feel like death? Because it can be all those things. I'm going to read a piece that I had shared in 2012, going through, at the time, was about to set the stage for immense change in my life. Healing from sexual abuse, discovering and healing from sexual abuse, the impacts of it, post-traumatic stress disorder, realizing my own intuitive gifts and the realization of being a highly sensitive person, all the way to the effects of growing up in an alcoholic community and family. All these things were weighing on my spirit long before this change arrived. And so the real point in this, before I dive in to this story, and I will save other questions at the end and after, is if you're going through an entire period where everything in your life externally is put on pause, pandemic, divorce, losing your job, the death of someone you love, middle age crisis, it doesn't much matter. Global crisis, pandemic is definitely a unifying crisis. When these things show up and you move through it, what will you, at the end, if there is such thing as an end, looking back, listening to this, what will you wish you had the bravery to do, be, say, or experience? It's in these moments of change that we define our future, because the future is defined now. And if change is a constant, and in this current moment for all of those in transition, as a massive, massive impact on who we are and where we're going, how we confront these moments dictate very much so the seeds that are sown and the flowers that will blossom in the days, years, and decades and centuries to come. So without further ado, June 26, 2012, Brooklyn, New York. The title, A Willingness to Have Your World Turned Upside Down. But I just have the sense that everything in my world is going to change. Isn't that what we dream of? Don't we wish for a life of grandness, whatever grandness might entail for us? More time with our family, wealth, traveling to foreign countries, happiness that stays. What they don't much explain in school is that the road on the journey is ridden with signs, leaps of faith, and a period of significant trial right before you break into that new realm, the place you have always dreamt of. It's a new world. People speak differently, act differently, view the world with what seems to be a different set of eyes. It is most certainly a new world, and to get there involves courage. Right before you find the magic lamp, open the scroll with the eternal secret, or bow to your destiny, you are tested and forced to learn a new way of flourishing. Your old skills no longer serve you. Your fear no longer serves you. Imagine yourself in a beautiful garden with fragrant flowers garnishing the landscape for as far as the eye can see. All of your favorite friends are there, the sun shining brightly as you run through the grass. You love that place. You're grateful for that place. And then suddenly, you get the sense you've played all the games there that you could. Strangely enough, your friends have slowly disappeared, with new ones to replace them. And although you can hear them in the distance, and although the garden is just as beautiful, and the sun just as bright, your heart yearns for something more. And in that very moment, that's when your attention is drawn to the sky, where there is a mysterious ladder, floating, calling to you. None of the other children notice the ladder except you. You don't know where the ladder leads, and you know that where you are is magnificent. You're not even sure where it came from. You also are acutely aware that you must somehow climb it. The moment you recognize that there's more, that this part of the journey is ending, the teacher appears, the opportunity to move to the next level, so to speak. But how will you get to the ladder that seems to be at least 100 feet in the air above you? We think that the only point is to climb this wooden construct in the sky, to get to where it is that we think we need to go. But I'd argue the more sacred moments are those when you realize that it, the ladder, even exists, and when you form the gumption to climb it regardless of how far away it seems. Most people ignore the voice of the journey calling to them, and never look to the sky to see the world that hovers not so far above, and never look to the sky to see the world that hovers not so far above us. They think that climbing the ladder is a lack of gratitude for their current situation, or illogical given the absolute beauty of their current circumstances. It just isn't rational to leave. And yet for a small percentage of the world, maybe you, we are in constant search of the ladder, both actively seeking its arrival, knowing it brings with it the rejuvenation of youth, while simultaneously mourning the self that will be lost and sacrificed to the new you, to the climbing and the journey of this new ladder. These individuals know, in fact, that the only way to find the ladders of the world is to appreciate them long before they arrive, and to be grateful for the garden at every stage of the journey. I chase ladders every day. What about you? I wrote this in May 2012, or June 2012, when I had recently left a prestigious role working with one of the most well-known, successful, and kindest people in the business space, New York Times bestselling author, marketing genius, all of that. Left my apartment. There were so many things in that moment that had changed. And while I don't and wouldn't necessarily write this same post the exact same way today, the main part of this writing still holds true. When we're in a space and an opportunity, a ladder arrives. And whether you perceive your life circumstance to be a garden or a hellhole, or any degree in between, actually matters less than the sense that opportunities arrive and arise, and how we welcome them, reject them, interact with them matters. Are you brave enough? Do you have enough faith in yourself and in life and in whatever you believe moves the sun and the stars to aid you in your journey forward, to leap for the ladders, to trust that as you climb and you journey onward, that the garden beneath you expands? So many of us do not look up to what is right above us, or we look inward to what's right within. I think both of those journeys are deeply connected, the one forward and the one inside. In your pandemic, quarantine bay, quarantine cute, COVID-19 state, in your state of massive transition, whether it be pandemic or the loss of someone you care about, it's really about the moments when you feel like you have no control. Where are the ladders of opportunity in your life? And how do you confront them? How do you welcome them, reject them? Do you believe them? Or do you fear leaving where you are in this moment, that the idea that something better, truer, or simply just new isn't worth it or couldn't possibly exist? How you move through the moments of change in your life dictate the outcome at the end, only to realize there is no end. The tunnel is the journey. The tunnel, the ladder, is the destination. I appreciate you listening today. I'm curious to know what ladders are arising for you in your own life, and I am so grateful that out of anything, person, being that you could be listening to or sharing your time with, that you are currently choosing to share it with me. Please subscribe, leave a 5-star review, share this with anyone you think would benefit, and thank you so much for your attendance. I'm Lalita, and this is Lila, a radio show and podcast, musical podcast, in fact, about making your dreams come true. Thank you so much, and I will see you again soon.